Hello and welcome to today's Tapping in Action presentation. This is a powerful part of the course where you can listen in as I work with people on a variety of issues regarding finances, abundance, personal fulfillment, and more. I encourage you to have a pen and paper handy as you listen in and make note of any ideas, events, memories, or other insights that come up for you as you hear me working with people. Also, be sure to tap along when we tap. Even if the issue isn't exactly your issue, there's a powerful process called borrowing benefits, where your issue can be cleared just by tapping along with someone else. Let's go listen in and tap.
So a couple quick questions to get you started. Mark asks, how do I formulate the statements and affirmations used during the tapping sleep sequence? I find this hard to do. Great question, Mark, and I know it's something that a lot of people struggle with. They go, you know, I hear you on the live call and you say, even though this and that and tapping through all the points, and I can't do it. So what to do? Step one is to not get caught up in it. Don't get stuck here. Don't let this be the place where you get stuck. Here's the bottom line with the tapping. We are focusing on how we feel, on our emotional experience, on the feelings in our body, on the memories that come up. The language is a way to access that. Yeah, language is helpful to figure out what am I feeling, what am I thinking, what's going on for me, but it's not everything. What is most important is what you're feeling. That's why you'll see I'll often give you tips like, you know, how to tap with the movie technique, where you just imagine a movie in your mind's eye. So if there's a memory, something that happened that you can't let go of, just imagining it in your mind's eye is a great way to tap without worrying about getting the language perfect. Right? So there's many different ways, and pay attention as I tap with people. You'll see that there's different ways I do it. Sometimes I'll ask questions like, okay, what makes you angry about that? And someone will just answer, it makes me feel this way. And I'll have them tap on that point over and over again, tap on that statement saying, I'm angry, I'm this, I'm that, whatever it is I'm feeling. You know, an easy way to tap is to call a friend, share with them the things that you're stressed out about from that day, and tap as you talk. Right? That's a very easy way to tap where you're not worried about the language. So don't get too hung up on the right phrases. And remember, too, you're new to this. Right? This is a new process, or many of you are new to this. So it takes some time to get comfortable with it, get used to it. Don't stress out about getting it perfect. Mandy from the Gold Coast in Australia, I love the Gold Coast, says, hi, Nick. I have trouble getting the feeling in my body when a negative thought pops into my head. I know some of these thoughts have a charge to them as they pop into my head all the time. Like when I'm about to run a promotion for my photography business, the thought of nobody will book me or nobody will even see my promotion. How can I tap on these thoughts and clear them when I can't feel them in my body? Great question, Mandy. And you might be referencing the fact that I often ask people to feel things in their body. I often say, so where do you feel that? What's going on? Because for many people, it helps to ground them. It helps to feel what is going on exactly. It gives them more information about what is happening in their body with the emotion. But everybody's different. Some people don't feel things in their body. Some people are, you know, a lot more head-focused, and it's just they have the thought, but they can't feel it. Other people hear thoughts. Other people have different approaches to these emotions, what they feel, their experiences. So don't think just because you don't feel it a certain way, you're doing something wrong. Use your intuition. Just thinking the thought is perfect. If you don't feel it in your body, that's fine. Use your intuition and just follow your guidance as you tap through. All right. Nancy says, and this is, you know, I picked these couple questions because they're sort of in the same theme as we get started this evening. Nancy says, I don't feel anything negative. Maybe that means I'm in denial or alignment, not sure. The tapping seems to be making me stronger, and the good feelings are coming up a lot. I've had realistic goals for years but never seemed to get there. I think it has something to do with lack of action toward the goal, but I can't pin down where the resistance is in order to focus on it. Is it okay to just tap for removing general resistance, or does it need to be specific? So great question. You know, specific is always better. because we can really hone in on what's happening, what we're feeling, what's going on. But again, that doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong if you're tapping for general stuff. And I'd rather see you tapping on the general stuff because that's what's coming up than not doing tapping at all. Nancy, you also mentioned, you know, that your good feelings are coming up a lot. Well, to me, that's a sign that you're doing something right. So stick with that. Stick with whatever you're doing. If you're having good feelings come up, that is a positive thing. And, you know, on the first three questions and really on this whole course, I think one of the big things that I would love for you to take away from this course is to really increase and grow your trust in your intuition and your beliefs in yourself and what you feel in your body and what you're intuiting about what's working for you and what's not working for you. Oftentimes when we're learning new material, when we're trying to change, we're looking for so many right or wrong answers. Am I doing this right? Am I doing this wrong? And I can give you my opinion. I can give you my potential answers, but I trust your intuition a lot more. And one of the things that the tapping does in a really powerful way is it helps you really open up that intuition to gain clarity. Right? When we have thoughts swirling around all over the place, when we're anxious, when we're overwhelmed, when we're angry, it's hard to feel, to hear that intuition. Right? So just doing the tapping in and of itself can help with that intuition. So a couple questions. Oh, and the last one here from Veronica in Stockholm, and she asked about saying the sentences out loud, or does it work if you think the sentences? And it absolutely works if you think the sentences. Often when I'm tapping by myself in my office or something, I find that it's, you know, mostly saying it in my head. When we verbalize it, there's certainly some advantages to that in that we can put more power and energy into them. So, you know, sometimes verbalizing it can give it even more energy and can make something really feel in the body, really come alive in the body. But if you say it in your mind, if you whisper it quietly, that will work great. So we're going to go to sunny Santa Monica. And it says Jordan Marks on here. I don't know if that's Jordan I'm talking to or someone else. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's me. Yes, hi.
Hey, Jordan, how are you?
Feeling really nervous.
Nothing to be nervous about, just me and you on a phone call. Why don't you do some tapping right now? So tapping on the side of the hand, the karate chop point.
Even though I feel really nervous.
I choose to relax now. Even though I'm feeling all this anxiety in my body. I choose to relax now. In every cell in my body. Eyebrow, this anxiety. Side of the eye, this nervousness. Under the eye, it's safe to relax. Under the nose, in my body. Under the mouth, feeling grounded in my body. Collarbone, feeling safe and grounded. Under the arm, in every cell in my body. Top of the head, right now. Deep breath. Okay. Feel a little better?
Yeah.
Good. So what's going on?
So, well, I wrote down a couple things. I wanted to share a few of my triggers that I identified, and then I also wanted to talk about an experience I had when I was a kid that I think was like a pivotal moment in affecting my belief or relationship with money and spending.
Yeah.
So the triggers that I came up with were, one of them has to do with whenever I need to make a very small purchase, $2, $5, $10, whether it's paying for parking or bottled water, you know, from a a cart at the mall or something like that, these little tiny purchases, I get really spun out. It's pretty bizarre. I mean, I've gone to extreme lengths, like, to avoid paying these tiny amounts, put myself through a lot of stress and unnecessary things. So that's one of them. But
do you know when that started? Do you know what that's about?
Well, I think it's tied to that experience that I want to share.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
The other thing is I get triggered around throwing things away that are not fully eaten or used up. And similarly, I if my wife made brownies and, you know, it's been a few days and they're not really edible anymore, I avoid throwing them out, you know, or an iced tea from Starbucks, if she didn't finish hers and it's sitting on the counter, I literally just put it in my office, you know, and told myself I was going to drink it, and it like sat there for 2 days, and then she was like, what is that doing in there? I have a hard time like letting go, like leftovers, you know, sometimes to the point of like eating things that really are bad, like, but I'm like, can't let go, can't just throw it away because it has, this monetary value or something. And then lastly, ever since I was really little, and I still do it, whenever I'm ordering food at a restaurant, I've always looked at the prices. That's always been a deciding factor, and it's been limiting. It's not just like a reasonable, like even as a kid, when my parents were paying for food, I still was obsessed or just very hyper aware of the prices, and I made my decision accordingly. I didn't want to order something too expensive. And it's been too, like, that I wouldn't allow myself, even as an adult, when I'm paying for things myself, I wouldn't allow myself to do extras. Like, if, you know, there's like an extra $1.50 charge for guacamole or something, you know, on your burrito, whatever it is, like those little extras, like today I've made a lot of progress in just contrary action with these different things, but
sure,
it still is something that I get triggered, like, when considering, you know, those kinds of things. So those are three triggers that I became aware of, and I jotted them down, and because they really interfere with just daily living and feeling free. And that's my goal, actually. That was my goal, is I want to be free and at peace with circulating money and knowing that I'm part of the infinite flow of abundance. So that's my goal. Thank you. For the experience that I feel like has contributed to my everything with money is I was about 8, I think, and I was with a friend and his mom and one of his friends and her and another mom. My parents weren't there, and we were out for the day doing, you know, playing and stuff. And then we went to an ice cream store, and I ordered an ice cream, and I had some money, but when it came time to pay, they prepared the ice cream, and the friends weren't paying for it, so I was paying for it myself with the money that my parents had given me. I didn't have enough money to pay for the ice cream, and it had already been prepared, and it was sitting there, and I felt humiliated and ashamed that I didn't have enough to pay for it, and then my friend's mom offered some money for me to pay, but she was offering a 50-cent piece, the coin, and I valued and collected uncommon coins, you know, or like silver dollars that I'd gotten from my parents, or 50-cent pieces, anything like that. Like those coins, like a 50-cent piece actually was more valuable to me than,
sure,
than the 50 cents itself, and it was even more valuable to me than the ice cream. I would have wanted to keep the 50-cent piece, but I accepted it from the friend's mom and then used it to pay for the ice cream. And but I feel like that's tied into this, like, holding on to things and not wanting to buy the thing. Like, somehow, like, money became more valuable to me than the things that it can be used to buy, and so I haven't wanted to spend or release or circulate because the money is the is the value, not the thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of confusing information and messages for you in that moment about money, you know,
mm-hmm.
from what you wanted, the embarrassment of not having it, the collectible part, you know, there's a lot of tugs from different places about money. So I'm so glad you've identified it, and let's do some work on it. And everyone listening, you know, I'm so glad Jordan brought up such a unique event, but let's find some of these unique events in our past. So think back of an experience maybe like this where something happened with money that was a little uncomfortable. Something happened that didn't sit right with you, where there were some negative experiences from it. And Jordan, as you just told me that story, where did you feel? What came up for you?
I feel constriction in my chest. I feel like crying. I don't know what the emotion.
Okay, that's fine. That's all you need. Constriction and how strong is that? 0 to 10.
Eight.
Okay. All right, so tapping through the points, let's just ease that up a bit, and then we're going to go and look at that event specifically. So tapping on the side of the hand, even though I have all this constriction in my chest.
Even though I have all this constriction in my chest.
All this emotion.
All this emotion.
I don't even know what it is.
I don't even know what it is.
But I feel it.
But I feel it.
And I love, accept, and forgive myself.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
Even though I have all this stress in my body.
Even though I have all this stress in my body.
All this negative emotion.
All this negative emotion.
Around this event.
Around this event.
I choose to relax and feel safe.
I choose to relax and feel safe.
Even though I feel all this negative emotion.
Even though I feel all this negative emotion.
Around this event.
Around this event.
I choose to relax and feel safe now.
I choose to relax and feel safe now.
Eyebrow, this constriction in my chest.
This constriction in my chest.
Side of the eye, all this emotion.
All this emotion.
Under the eye, all this emotion.
All this emotion.
Under the nose, I feel it in my body.
I feel it in my body.
Under the mouth, when I think about this event.
When I think about this event.
Collarbone, all this emotion in my body.
All this emotion in my body.
It's safe to feel it.
It's safe to feel it.
And it's safe to let it go.
It's safe to let it go.
It's safe to feel it.
It's safe to feel it.
And it's safe to let it go.
And it's safe to let it go.
Deep breath. Okay. Just tune back in and see if that shifted for you at all.
Yeah, there's still some tightness there, but I do feel more safe.
Great. So let's go back to the event, and everyone else listening, tune into that event that you want to focus on today, where something came up, something happened, something squirrely around money. And Jordan, just start tapping through the points and tap through them at your own pace. And I want you to take me back to that event. How old were you?
I think I was like 7 or 8.
Okay. And where were you living at the time?
Tucson, Arizona.
Okay. So it's kind of hot and the ice cream man comes by, or are you at the ice cream store?
It was the ice cream store.
Okay. Can you see it?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me what it looks like.
It's bright inside. And there's a white counter and a small lobby sort of area. And there's the machines, the ice cream machines.
Okay.
There's a little rack where they put the ice cream cones.
Okay, and see yourself walking into the store.
Should
and
I close
you're
my
with
eyes?
Your friend. whatever feels good for you. If closing your eyes helps you, and just you can still tap through the points, absolutely.
Okay.
So you're there with a friend. Do you remember your friend's name?
Yeah, Alex.
Okay.
And his mom, and another friend, and his mom.
Okay. And you walk up to the counter, and what happens next?
I ordered last. Sorry. Ordered an ice cream cone that was chocolate dipped. And then they accepted my order and went off to make it. The person.
Okay. So they're making your cone and you're just waiting patiently for it. What's next?
Then she called me up to pay and told me how much it was, and I handed her what money I had. And she said that it wasn't enough or that I needed some more.
Okay, just pause right there. Do you remember what she said? It wasn't enough? Or, and even if you make up a little bit, that's okay. So she said that it's not enough.
I think it was probably something like you still need like 28 more cents. I don't know the exact amount, but I think she probably still needed a certain amount more.
Okay, so hear her saying that. And do you remember how you felt when you heard her say that?
Yeah, I felt totally, I felt like an emptiness inside, a deep, painful emptiness inside.
Okay, just pause there for a moment. Can you feel that in your body right now?
Yeah. Yes.
And where do you feel it in your body?
It's, I think it's in my heart. It feels like my rib cage is emptied out. I would say it's in my heart.
Okay. And what's the emotion?
Pain. I would say pain and like abandonment or alone. I'm alone. I'm not safe.
Okay. How strong is that feeling, Zertan?
Six.
Okay, keep tapping and feeling that feeling and take me through the rest of the story.
So then I turned around and Alex's mom, I looked at her and them, and she took out the 50 cent piece and offered it to me. I took it from her. And noticed that it was a 50 cent piece and that I liked it and didn't want to pay with it and didn't want to be there and didn't want the ice cream and just, but then I felt like I had to because it had already been ordered and made, so I had to pay. So I gave the coin to the cashier.
So tune into that moment of confusion. You're looking at the 50 cent piece, just tapping through the points. What do you feel when you look at that 50 cent piece?
Dread.
Okay, tune into that dread. How strong is it, 0 to 10?
six, maybe seven.
Okay, tapping the side of the hand. Even though I feel all these emotions in my body.
Even though I feel all these emotions in my body.
Around this painful event.
Around this painful event.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
Even though I feel all these emotions in my body.
Even though I feel all these emotions in my body.
All this dread.
All this dread.
Around these painful events.
Around these painful events.
Around money.
Around money.
Around ice cream.
Around ice cream.
Around this 50-cent piece.
Around this 50-cent piece.
Around everything that happened that day.
Around everything that happened that day.
That's kept me so stuck.
It's kept me so stuck.
For so long.
For so long.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
Even though I've been holding on to this pain.
Even though I've been holding on to this pain.
From this event.
From this event.
For so long.
For so long.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
Eyebrow. The day I got ice cream.
The day I got ice cream.
Side of the eye, and everything changed.
And everything changed.
I felt so all alone.
I felt so all alone.
I felt so scared.
I felt so scared.
So confused around money.
So confused around money.
So embarrassed and ashamed.
So embarrassed and ashamed.
And I've held this in every cell of my body.
And I've held this in every cell in my body.
For so long.
For so long.
And maybe it's time to let it go.
Maybe it's time to let it go.
I was just a kid.
I was just a kid.
What did I know?
What did I know?
It was a simple mistake.
It was a simple mistake.
And it's become such a big deal.
It's become such a big deal.
And it's become so stuck in my body.
It's become so stuck in my body.
And what if I could let it go?
And what if I could let it go?
What if I could release this old event?
What if I could release this old event?
From every cell in my body.
From every cell in my body.
Right now.
Right now.
What if I could release this old event?
What if I could release this old event?
From every cell in my body.
From every cell in my body.
Right now.
Right now.
Deep breath. How do you feel right now? And what came up for you during that tapping?
Well, I still feel some pressure in my heart, although it's not as intense.
Great.
I was allowing myself to be distracted by my dog barking, and I was getting angry that that was going on, and I was trying to stay focused, but I was getting angry. That's what was coming up for me. Maybe it wasn't the dog.
It's perfect. You can just tap on the anger as it's coming.
Yeah. I don't know. I agree. I feel like it's ready. I'm ready to let this go. It's time for me to let go, be unstuck. As I say that, I still feel tightness in my chest. But
okay, wonderful. And why do you think you've held on to this for so long? How has it served you?
It's kept me being as a victim, thinking I'm a victim. Mm. And that I'm powerless, that I'm alone and abandoned and unloved, and that there's nothing I can do about that. Mm.
So this event plays into a larger story.
Yeah.
Okay. or tapping the side of the hand. Even though I've been holding on to this old story.
Even though I've been holding on to this old story.
About who I am.
About who I am.
That I'm a victim.
That I'm a victim.
About how the world treats me.
About how the world treats me.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
Even though I've been holding on to this old story.
Even though I've been holding on to this old story.
About the world.
About the world.
About how it treats me.
About how it treats me.
About what happened that day in the ice cream parlor.
About what happened that day in the ice cream parlor.
And I've been holding on to this story.
I've been holding on to this story.
In my consciousness.
In my consciousness.
In my body.
In my body.
And I've been letting it dictate who I am.
And I've been letting it dictate who I am.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
Eyebrow, this old story.
This old story.
About who I am.
About who I am.
About why my dog barks.
About why my dog barks.
About being a victim.
About being a victim.
This anger.
This anger.
This stress.
This stress.
This anxiety.
This anxiety.
What if I could let it go?
What if I could let it go?
What if I could write a new story?
What if I could write a new story?
A new destiny.
A new destiny.
What if I could release everything that happened that day?
What if I could release everything that happened that day?
In the ice cream store.
In the ice cream store.
All that fear I felt.
All that fear I felt.
All that anxiety.
All that anxiety.
What if I could let it all go?
What if I could let it all go?
And what if I could start feeling?
What if I could start feeling?
Strong and powerful.
Strong and powerful.
In every cell in my body.
In every cell in my body.
I see the ice cream lady asking for more money.
I see the ice cream lady asking for more money.
And I relax in my body.
And I relax in my body.
The 7-year-old me relaxes.
The 7-year-old me relaxes.
And says, oh, I guess I need more money.
Oh, and says, oh, I guess I need more money.
And laughs about it.
And laughs about it.
And asks for some help.
And asks for some help.
And gets a great 50-cent piece.
And gets a great 50-cent piece.
And thinks for a moment, I wish I could keep this.
And thinks for a moment, I wish I could keep this.
But knows another great piece is right around the corner.
But knows another great piece is right around the corner.
So I hand her my money.
So I hand her my money.
Feeling strong and confident in my body.
Feeling strong and confident in my body.
And I enjoy that damn ice cream.
And I enjoy that damn ice cream.
All this stress over ice cream.
All this stress over ice cream.
Years of stress over ice cream.
Years of stress over ice cream.
I finally let it go.
I finally let it go.
I let this event go.
I let this event go.
And everything it taught me about the world.
And everything it taught me about the world.
From every cell in my body.
From every cell in my body.
Deep breath. How does that feel?
I feel light. There's still a tiny hint of pressure in my chest, but I feel light and tingly and confident and safe. And I feel like I'm okay, like everything is okay.
Nice. So I want you to imagine one of these microtransactions that take place in your days now. So you're buying a bottle of water. When might be the next time that you're faced with this?
Could be tomorrow. Or, you know, next time we're out and we're at the mall and I didn't bring bottles with me.
Okay, so imagine that happening. And as you go up to the counter to buy a bottle of water, tell me what you feel.
I feel anxiety in my chest, solar plexus. My heart is beating faster.
Okay, tapping through the points. Even though I have all this anxiety in my body.
Even though I have all this anxiety in my body. I'm running this pattern again. I'm seeing this trigger.
And I know where it's from.
And I know where it's from.
And I know I've run this pattern so many times.
And I know I've run this pattern so many times.
And I choose to retrain my brain.
And I choose to retrain my brain.
Right now.
Right now.
To have a different experience.
To have a different experience.
To release all the stress and anxiety.
To release all the stress and anxiety.
To feel safe around money.
To feel safe around money.
Right now.
Right now.
Even though I've been running these old patterns around money.
Even though I've been running these old patterns around money.
And I'm tired of them.
And I'm tired of them.
I'm ready to move on.
I'm ready to move on.
But my brain is trained.
My brain is trained.
To think this way.
To think this way.
And to act this way.
And to act this way.
So it might take a few days.
So it might take a few days.
Or a few weeks.
Or a few weeks.
To retrain my brain.
To retrain my brain.
But I commit to doing that now.
But I commit to doing that now.
Eyebrow, I'm in charge.
I'm in charge.
Side of the eye, I'm in charge of how I feel.
I'm in charge of how I feel.
Under the eye, I can recognize this anxiety.
I can recognize this anxiety.
And I can do the tapping to release it.
And I can do the tapping to release it.
And with every tap.
And with every tap.
Every time I change this experience.
Every time I change this experience.
I rewire my brain.
I rewire my brain.
I let go just a little bit more.
I let go just a little bit more.
Every single time.
Every single time.
And as I release these small triggers around money.
And as I release these small triggers around money.
I feel more calm and confident.
I feel more calm and confident.
In every cell of my body.
In every cell in my body.
Deep breath. How does that feel?
I feel powerful.
There we go.
I feel bigger.
You're in control of this. So what I would love for you to do, you know, I mean, this is an easy thing to test, right? Tomorrow morning, maybe leave some water behind or even just make yourself go and have a little micro purchase. But don't just throw yourself in there. Sit in the car. Make the decision. Maybe you feel a little anxiety coming up. You tap right then and there. You bring it down. You listen to the recording of this call. And then when you walk up there, maybe you're feeling some more anxiety because it's getting closer. Tap right then and there. You know, who cares what they think of you? You can even tap on your collarbone point. No one will notice. Or walk up and then move to the side and do some tapping. Just keep doing this. You know, this is such – I'm so glad you raised your hand today and shared, because Well, I'm sure there aren't a lot of people out there that are having an experience like this. We all have experiences like this around money that are general triggers. You know, you have a very specific one, but many of us have experiences when we open the bills and we get the mortgage and we faced with a new challenge. So this shows how we can retrain our brain, how we can, you know, go back in the past and then tap now to really change your experience of it. And after doing it once or twice or for a week or two, I think you're going to find that those experiences change. And what for me is most exciting is that I think when you get a hold of these little triggers, these things that you have going on, you're going to see your whole experience around money changing, because this is obviously affecting, you know, everything else that you might want to change around money. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
All right, Jordan, is this a good place to stop for tonight?
Yeah, this is good. Thank you so much, Nick.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Goodbye.
Take care. All right. Thanks, Jordan, for calling in. I hope that was useful for everyone. You know, sometimes I'll go deeper, and I know we went about, you know, 35, 40 minutes there, but I think it was useful to see the different approaches we can take for issues and how, you know, we can tap in the past, things that have happened in the past, and be specific, and we can use it for the future, for our current experiences. You know, also note how we got specific there on the different things that we were feeling, on the different things that Jordan was feeling, on telling the story through that specific event. That is all things that can be really helpful as you're tapping to clear out stuff that is in your way. So let's get back to the lines, and let's go to Mary, who is in Pennsylvania. It looks like she's in Philly, if this is right. Mary, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Mary. How are you doing tonight?
I don't know. I'm having some mixed emotions, but I'm happy to be talking to you.
Okay, great. Well, we'll handle those mixed emotions. So what's going on?
Well, it's like this, Nick. When I reach for the telephone receiver to make a sales call,
yeah,
I literally freeze.
Yeah.
I am afraid of the word no. So in order to avoid taking action, I do that whole fight or flight response. By that,
yeah,
I mean I waste a lot of time on non-essential busy work. And I must say that I have read and taken a multitude of classes on sales and marketing, but nothing seems to work. I hear you and Jessica stress awareness. And I have come to realize that my problem goes back more than 60 years ago, growing up in a poor inner city community. Though we were all blessed in many ways, there was never enough money. When I asked my parents or grown-up relatives for a few coins, everyone always seemed to say no. So I vowed when I grew up that I would never ask anyone for anything. Consequently, I've done well in my career. However, I am now retired, and I am attempting to follow my passion. Making sales calls and presentations are important for my business success. However, I've come to realize that deep down within, I equate sales calls with begging, as was the case during my childhood. I just can't attain my travel agent commission goals if I'm afraid to ask for the business.
Mm. All right, so tell me what you're feeling right now as you're sharing.
Well, first of all, I'm embarrassed that I'm admitting to the world that this is a problem. Secondly, I feel rejection. I feel that I'm not good enough. I have feelings of unworthiness. And I feel like I just want to break down and cry because I am so ashamed of myself.
All right, let's do some tapping right now. Let's lighten that load a little bit. Tapping on the side of the hand. Even though I'm feeling all this emotion in my body.
Even though I'm feeling all this emotion in my body.
So ashamed.
So ashamed.
So embarrassed.
So embarrassed.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
You know, I'm feeling all this emotion in my body.
Even though I'm feeling all this emotion in my body.
All this shame.
All this shame.
All this fear.
All this fear.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
Even though I'm feeling all this negative emotion in my body.
Even though I'm feeling all this negative emotion in my body.
It's safe to relax.
Safe to relax.
And feel safe now.
And feel safe now.
Eyebrow, all this emotion in my body.
All this emotion in my body.
Side of the eye, all this negative emotion.
All this negative emotion.
Under the eye, in every cell in my body.
In every cell in my body.
All this negative emotion.
All this negative emotion.
All these feelings around sales.
All these feelings around sales.
All these negative feelings about sales.
All these negative feelings about sales.
In every cell of my body.
In every cell of my body.
All these negative emotions.
All these negative emotions.
In every cell of my body.
In every cell of my body.
All this negative emotion.
All this negative emotion.
In every cell in my body.
In every cell in my body.
It's safe to feel it.
It's safe to feel it.
And it's safe to let it go.
And it's safe to let it go.
Deep breath. And how does that feel?
Feels a lot better.
Okay, good. All right, so just tapping through the points, and I want you to describe to me, when was the last time you made or you tried to make one of these sales calls?
Well, I've tried to make one about, it's been now at least 4 weeks or so, and I make up my prospect list, and I say, well, I'm going to call, but I always get real scared and don't do it.
So imagine yourself as if you're doing it tomorrow.
Okay.
And just tapping through the points, and how do you feel as you start imagining it?
Well, still a bit apprehensive.
Okay, and where do you feel that in your body?
Feels like it's just going through my solar plexus and just going through, I don't know, just through my, to my heart almost. It's just so scary.
And tell me what's scary about it.
Scared to hear the word no, even though I haven't tried. It just brings up memories. I don't know. It just, I don't, I'm just afraid.
Where do you feel that fear in your body?
I don't know. It's just a nerve thing. I feel nervous.
Okay. All right, so imagining making that phone call, tapping the side of the hand. Even though I'm so scared, they're going to say no.
Even though I'm so scared, they're going to say no.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
Even though I'm so scared, they're going to say no.
Even though I'm so scared, they're going to say no.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
Even though I'm so scared, they're going to say no.
Even though I'm so scared, they're going to say no.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
Even though I have all this fear in my body.
even though I have all this fear in my body.
About them saying no.
About them saying no.
So much anxiety.
So much anxiety.
About making that phone call.
About making that phone call.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
Eyebrow, what if they say no?
What if they say no?
Side of the eye, I'm so scared they're going to say no.
I'm so scared they're going to say no.
What if they say no?
What if they say no?
All this fear in my body.
All this fear in my body.
That they're going to say no.
That they're going to say no.
All this fear in my body.
All this fear in my body.
That they're going to say no.
That they're going to say no.
All this fear in my body.
All this fear in my body.
That I feel.
That I feel.
When I think about making that phone call.
When I think about making that phone call.
When I think about putting myself out there.
When I think about putting myself out there.
And them saying no.
And them saying no.
So much fear and anxiety.
So much fear and anxiety.
In every cell of my body.
In every cell of my body.
So much fear and anxiety.
So much fear and anxiety.
It's safe to feel it.
It's safe to feel it.
And it's safe to let it go.
And it's safe to let it go.
Deep breath. Okay. And what came up for you there? How did that feel?
I feel a lot calmer. A lot calmer.
So I want you to imagine yourself making that phone call tomorrow. Okay. Tell me what comes up.
Actually, a positive response.
It's kind of magical. I think you surprised yourself with that, huh?
Yeah, I didn't expect I would say that.
Okay, what's the positive response? What came up?
Yes, I'm interested.
Mm.
Tell me more about it.
Mm.
I actually feel better. I don't feel as scared now.
Wonderful. So let's do one more round. Just imagine yourself tomorrow picking up the phone. Tapping the side of the hand. Even though I might have some hidden resistance around picking up this phone.
Even though I might have some hidden resistance about picking up this phone.
It's time to move past it.
It's time to move past it.
It's time to let it go.
Time to let it go.
And it's time to pick up the phone.
It's time to pick up the phone.
Even though I've had all this stress in my body.
Even though I've had all this stress in my body.
Around picking up the phone.
Around picking up the phone.
I choose to let it all go.
I choose to let it all go.
And love myself now.
And love myself now.
Even though I have all this stress in my body.
Even though I have all this stress in my body.
Around picking up the phone.
Around picking up the phone.
I choose to release it.
I choose to release it.
Let it go completely.
Let it go completely.
Right now.
Right now.
Eyebrow, it's time to let this go.
Time to let this go.
Side of the eye, it's time to pick up the phone.
It's time to pick up the phone.
And start changing my life.
And start changing my life.
It's time to feel strong and confident again.
It's time to feel strong and confident again.
It's time to let go of all this anxiety.
Time to let go all of this anxiety.
All this fear.
All this fear.
from every cell in my body.
Every cell in my body.
Right now.
Right now.
Letting it go.
Letting it go.
Letting it all go.
Letting it all go.
Right now.
Right now.
Deep breath. How's that feel?
Feels good.
Yeah.
I didn't expect.
So this is what you can do. You can, you know, just imagine yourself picking up the phone, release that resistance. When we do these visualizations and we see what's in our way, we tap through them, then, you know, the magic happens. Just like you felt, it goes away. You start having positive thoughts, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, so tomorrow, you going to pick up that phone?
Yes.
Wonderful. And if, you know, if you go to pick up the phone, you feel any resistance, just tap right then and there.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome. Thank you for calling in. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. You know, these little decisions, I mean, I know sometimes picking up the phone, the anxiety that comes with it, can be such a small moment in time, but it can change our destiny, you know. And even if you don't do cold calls or you don't have to pick up the phone and are scared of someone saying no, we still have to put ourselves out there. We still have to propose things to people and ask them and ask for things, and there's always the potential that someone's going to say no, that we're going to be rejected in some way. When we're carrying that fear around, it's going to keep us stuck. It's going to keep us from being our most passionate, living our biggest dreams. You know, you've got to put yourself out there. If you want big things to happen, you've got to ask for them. You've got to give. You've got to receive. You've got to be open to the possibility of rejection or failure. And, you know, rejection and failure really doesn't sting unless it stings. And what I mean by that is, if we have negative experiences from our past, if we're conditioned to fear this, rejection and failure, then it hurts. But if we tap, if we get clarity, you know, I can call someone up now and they tell me no to whatever and I could care less, because I just know it's just one more step to another yes. But we only get to that place when we find that inner clarity, when we find that inner peace, when we find that inner confidence. And through that inner peace, through that inner confidence, that's how our financial situation, how our dreams, how our destiny changes. Let's see if we can get another caller in. I've got some cell phones here. I'm going to unmute a cell phone from New Mexico. So if you're in New Mexico, say hello.
Hello.
That's you. How are you? Who am I talking to?
This is Paige.
What's that?
Paige.
Hi, Paige. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Just doing a lot of tapping with you.
Good, 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 good.
Yes.
Have you had a good experience so far tapping along with everyone?
Yes. Yes.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. So how can I help you?
Well, I just have this feeling of unworthiness and lack of self-esteem in a way that goes back to childhood, just to feeling not important or like I'm a zero to the left or, you know, not all the time, but yes, when it comes to achieving and just getting what I want done or my goals, it seems like I don't easily get there because I lack something inside that doesn't allow me to go forward.
I understand. Well, good news is we have a whole week on childhood, so we're going to, and as we've seen already in the first 2 weeks, you know, a lot of things come up from childhood. So this is, you know, this is a common pattern, and that's okay. So let's get specific here. Where do you, you know, because oftentimes we talk about things like low self-esteem and lack of confidence, and you know, it's important to acknowledge these things because then we can work on them, but we want to get specific. We want to say, where in life do we show up this way? Where in life do we lack confidence? So give me an example of of where in life you feel that you lack confidence or that there's things that are holding you back?
Well, I think I tend to be like, how you say it, shy. I have gotten over that a lot, and I talk more easily to people. I'm a teacher, and I have taught prenatal yoga and Reiki and many other things. And one-on-one, I am not that shy, but sometimes when, like, if I have to perform or if I had to give a talk or something like that, I don't know that. I get nervous, and it doesn't come out that easy. It's like doubt or maybe nervous more than anything.
Okay. All right, so let's play with that. And you know, this is sort of, I think this is a theme that you'll see in a lot of the tapping that I do with people, is that one of the best ways to break through blocks is to get specific and then to imagine it. Like, let's make believe we were there. You know, the most ideal thing is if you were about to make a presentation and I could tap with you 5 minutes beforehand, right? Because you're in that moment. So let's try to recreate that. Give me an idea of the next presentation you might make or you know, situation like that.
Well, just something popped in my mind right now. As I was a child, from age 6, I started studying piano along with my sister. And at a family gathering, I was maybe 8 years old, or 10 tops. My dad wanted me to play, to perform. And I just didn't want to, but he pushed me to do it. And I couldn't get through the piece. And I was just like so embarrassed and so ashamed. And I just left the room running and I was crying. And my dad was just feeling really bad. But at the same time, he put me on the spot. And that was really something I remember that made me feel so bad and so ashamed. And it's sort of probably there.
How do you feel when you talk about this now?
I feel like a little anxiety and just the same, wanting to run away and hide from everybody.
Okay, and where do you feel it in your body?
In my chest.
Okay, tap in the side of the hand. Even though I feel all this anxiety in my chest.
Even though I feel all this anxiety in my chest.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
Even though I feel all the stress and anxiety in my chest.
Even though I feel all this stress and anxiety in my chest.
Especially when I think about what happened.
Especially when I think about what happened.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
Even though I don't want to be in front of people.
Even though I want to be in front of people.
I don't want to perform.
I don't want to perform.
Because I feel all this anxiety.
Because I feel all this anxiety.
In every cell of my body.
In every cell of my body.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
Eyebrow. This anxiety in my chest.
This anxiety in my chest.
Side of the eye. When I think about what happened.
When I think about what happened.
Under the eye, when I think about getting up in front of people.
When I think about getting up in front of people.
All this anxiety in my chest.
All this anxiety in my chest.
All this anxiety in my body.
All this anxiety in my body.
It's safe to feel it.
It's safe to feel it.
And it's safe to let it go.
And it's safe to let it go.
It's safe to feel all this anxiety.
It's safe to feel all this anxiety.
Especially around this memory.
Especially about this memory.
About performing.
About performing.
And it's safe to let it go.
And it's safe to let it go.
Deep breath. And just tune back into the anxiety in your chest and see how it feels.
Oh, it's much better.
Okay. So let's imagine that you have something coming up that you're giving a presentation. Mm-hmm. And tell me how you feel.
Oh, I start feeling that anxiety.
Great, perfect. And this is why we imagine it. Okay, so tapping through the points, you feel that anxiety in your chest again?
Yes.
Okay. All this anxiety in my chest.
All this anxiety in my chest.
All this anxiety in my body.
All this anxiety in my body.
So much anxiety in my chest.
So much anxiety in my chest.
So much anxiety in my body.
So much anxiety in my body.
When I think about making a presentation.
When I think about making a presentation.
All this anxiety in my chest.
All this anxiety in my chest.
All this anxiety in my body.
All this anxiety in my body.
It's safe to feel it.
It's safe to feel it.
And it's safe to let it go.
And it's safe to let it go.
It's safe to feel this anxiety.
It's safe to feel this anxiety.
It's safe to acknowledge that something is making me nervous.
It's safe to acknowledge that something is making me nervous.
And it's safe to let it go.
And it's safe to let it go.
Deep breath. And how does that feel?
Oh, much, much better.
Okay. So this is what I want you to play with doing for the next couple of days. Just imagining yourself giving this presentation. So you're being specific on what you're doing. And just tapping through the points as you imagine it. Tapping through the points as you imagine it. And then, you know, if you have some more time, spend some time thinking about the memory of what happened when you were younger. And again, just tapping along, bringing that down that anxiety. And you want to get to the point where you can imagine it happening and there's no anxiety.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Does that sound good?
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Bye. Sure.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. So a little theme this evening as to how we approach things, which is, you know, the power and just doing this visualizing and imagining and doing the tapping. And I think is, you know, a great response to the first question, which was, you know, what are the statements? What are the affirmations? What are the right words? It's not about the right words. It's about these experiences. What we're doing in these weeks is we are retraining the way our mind, our body, our spirits work, the way we react to these situations. And we're really taking control back, and it's an incredible power. One of the things that I love most about tapping, that I hope you're most excited about, is that it takes us from being powerless, from being at a place where, oh, I just get anxious when I give presentations. I'm not good at this. I'm scared of saying no. I can't make these calls. I have problems with this and that. It takes us from that place of being a victim, like Jordan talked about, to a place of power, to a place where we have the conscious choice. And step one is having that conscious decision, making that conscious decision that says, okay, I'm going to do something different here. And I'm tired of the fear, the stress, the anxiety, the things that are blocking me from living my greatest dreams, and I'm going to do something to clear them. And we have this funny-looking and incredibly powerful tool that blows these blocks away, that retrains our brain, the way it acts, the way it reacts, to have a different experience. You know, this course is obviously focused on increasing your financial prosperity and your personal fulfillment. But part and parcel of that is not just making that dollar value go up, making your bank account go up. A big part of that, and that's the personal fulfillment part, a big part of that is changing your experience around money, changing your experience around work, around what you're contributing to the world on a daily basis, about how you feel when you wake up in the morning and how you feel when you go to bed at night. Right? We are looking to establish patterns that let us sleep deeply and peacefully with great flying dreams or whatever kind of positive dreams you like to have, sleeping through the night, waking up in the morning, refreshed, eager, creative, ready to make your mark on the world, ready to give the world its greatest gifts in whatever you're doing. That's what we're working towards with these 7 weeks, and that's what we're just getting started on.